mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got an article up at Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo. Dominique Strauss-Kahn and others have put out more public statements and reports. They've done it for over 30 years, but now they're not just putting it out in quiet white papers to themselves that you've got to go dig around and find. They're now putting out press releases saying, we want a new global government, and we want the SDR, quote, to form the embryonic embryo to set up a world cashless currency, so that the SDR will form the embryo of a world currency. You can go read the actual quotes in Kurt Nemo's article, Globalists Push SDRs as World Reserve Currency. But still, the media, the establishment media that's losing all credibility and almost all their listeners and viewers, still makes fun of you. If you read Time Magazine promoting world government as the answer to all our problems and say, I don't want world government, they go, you're a nut. There's no world government being set up. If you read it in the Financial Times of London, I mean, they've written multiple editorials by their one of their main editors saying, yes, there's a world government. One of them's titled And Now for World Government. And he says, yeah, we built it in secret. Yes, it's authoritarian, but that's for your own good. I mean, they don't just admit they built this world government through fraud, but that it's authoritarian. That means tyrannical and for your own good. But then they play this mental game with the general dumbed-down public going, yes, we want a world government, but listen, sheep, if you hear Alex Jones or somebody talk about it, they're kooks. And all those years while they were building it, they tried to keep everybody in the dark. And those of us that went and got the documents, got the video clips, got the research and warned people, folks that would actually go do the research and find out we were telling the truth, tried to warn folks and did something. And that's why we've got to jump on them, because we were willing to be made fun of all these years. But now here we are, and there's these preconditioned yuppies and people that will still make jokes about it. I routinely flip around the radio dial driving into work and driving back from the office. And, I mean, I can tune into Dallas. I can tune into San Antonio. I can tune into Austin. And I routinely, a couple times a week, hear hosts making fun of me. Callers making fun of me. You know, they'll be talking about some New World Order story in the news that's admitted, but then play helicopter noises. That's the most popular, you know, helicopter blades. And then go, yeah, that's what Alex Jones says. And then they'll throw in, yeah, Alex Jones thinks aliens are going to get us. We don't even talk about aliens. See, it's like a standard thing. And it's not like they're getting some CIA directive to do it. They're just social climbers. And they go with whatever they think is popular. If it was popularly believed the Earth was flat, they'd make fun of you if you said it was round. If it was popularly believed that the moon was made of Swiss cheese, because it looked like Swiss cheese to people 500 years ago, then if you say it's not Swiss cheese, they make fun of you. Oh, that Alex Jones, he says it's not made of Swiss cheese. And it's this idea that so many weak-minded people have that, A, if they just say something is one way, that makes it that way because it's that way in their little brain. But, B, and more importantly, they don't ever research the way the world really works. They're not interested in that. I mean, I'm like a moth to flame. I want to know how the world really works. I want to know the mysteries of the world. I want to understand things. It's very interesting. It's also very frightening, but also exhilarating. I want to understand human nature, and I exponentially learn more. These people just revel in tuning into MSNBC or Fox News or CNN and then regurgitating whatever they heard the talking heads say, like that makes them smart to repeat a bunch of propaganda and pablum and pap. And they're destroying their own future, but they're childlike. They're junior high-like. It's like a groupthink of a bunch of sheep going off a cliff. We're going to come back with this amazing audio video of a day in the park one of the Answer to 1984-1776 entries. I'm going to be playing more and more of these great entries here on the air because the really good ones are coming in.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I want to play this 5-minute audio video of one of the Answer to 1984-1776 contest. You can physically go out and protest and videotape the Homeland Security takeover, the rollout of TSA on the streets of America, and videotape it and have a submission. You can do a fictional video with actors. You could do an animation. You've got a couple more weeks to get your submissions in. The V for Victory campaign can be incorporated into this, but doesn't have to be. That's a separate program, and there's not prize money to do that. That's if you believe in activism and to expose the fact that we know that a federal takeover is happening in our society by posting V posters everywhere with a short message about tyranny. It gets the media talking, it gets locals talking to force this issue out there into public debate. Just like we've done in the last year and a half pushing with different contests and things dealing with the TSA. And you've done a great job. And it's showing people the power of going out with true activism, not just protesting in D.C. and then the media ignores it, but in your towns, in your cities, in your counties. That's where the real power is. And people really pay attention to political flyers being put up outside of the political season. You know, stuff that isn't left-right paradigm, and the system wants to keep you in the left-right paradigm. Now, this submission I'm playing, and I'm going to play some other good ones coming up in the next week, because it's so well done, and it really illustrates everything. It's not as powerful with the audio on radio, so I'll have to voice over some of it, because It builds up the atmosphere with a fellow sitting in a park. If you're a radio listener, you can go see the video on InfoWars.com. It's called A Day in the Park. He's there drinking a hot drink, a coffee, and he's looking at the American flag waving in the park, smiling at it. And it's a nice day. And then he's looking at a surveillance camera watching him, and he just feels like swearing allegiance to the flag. And whatever you think about swearing allegiance to the flag, the point is it symbolizes our Bill of Rights, our Constitution. And there is an attack on that culture. And the flag can be used by the globalists for war and things, but we're not talking about the American flag they've expropriated. We're talking about taking it back in the spirit of 1776. And then all of a sudden a Homeland Security patrol pulls up and says, "Sir, what were you just now doing?" And it's basically what the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL do. It's how they spin states wanting their sovereignty back. That's how they spin Second Amendment groups. It's how they spin radio talk show hosts, how they try to imply everything's violent and bad. And you got Cass Sunstein saying, you know, arrest people that disagree with the government. And he's the White House regulations czar. So this is something very real. They've already in these Homeland Security flyers, and we posted them on the website. You know, they tell citizens, the Homeland Security flyers put out in Oklahoma and other states and Texas say, is your neighbor talking about controversial political issues? Go ahead and call Homeland Security on him. So this is not a stretch. And so the car pulls up, they get in his face, and then they pull down the American flag, and they run up a UN flag, a metal flag that's more like a weather vane. And the guy cries, and then he turns and looks at the surveillance camera and sees tacked on the side of it, somebody else was already awake to what's happening. There's a V for victory poster. And that's the message. This takeover is happening. There are other people out there that are awake. You're not alone, buddy. What you just saw, connect with the patriots. Go read the flyer. Find out who they are. Get together. You are occupied like the French by the Nazis. That's the message of the V for Victory campaign. This is one of the best submissions we've gotten. There's a bunch of other ones that are just as good. I mean, this is really going to be tough choosing the winner, but I'm not even thinking about who the winner is. I have an open mind until you have about a week and a half, 2 weeks to get the rest of your video submissions in. And there's links up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com every day. And we post new submissions up there to where you can email those to us. But again, it's going out, making a video, however you want, the sky's the limit, and then putting it on a major video sharing site like YouTube, and then sending us that link. YouTube is preferable because you have the best potential to go viral there. But let's go ahead and play this clip, and again, I'll be voicing over some of it for radio listeners because a lot of it's just him. They're sitting in the park with the birds tweeting, here is a day in the park. He's just sitting there on the bench. Birds are tweeting, singing. There's a little cabana and an American flag and some trees. Ah, nice hot coffee. Taking a lunch break. But he looks over at the surveillance camera. And he's thinking, how is this America? Land of the free, home of the brave. There's a surveillance camera letting him know Big Brother's watching him.
Let's see. How does that go? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I think that...
Here comes police car, Homeland Security. We've got face visors on.
Excuse me, sir. Good morning. Homeland Security Patrol. We just happened to notice you stood and said something just now. A public statement of some kind. May we ask you to explain your public statement?
I was pledging allegiance.
Pledging?
Yes.
Allegiance to whom?
To the flag.
By flag, you mean...
The American flag.
Oh, that, I see. Were you sincere in this pledge of your allegiance, sir?
Yes, of course I was.
By sincerely pledging this allegiance of yours, are you implying that other flags aren't worthy of allegiance?
No, I'm just sincere in my allegiance to that particular flag.
Expresses public hatred for flags of other countries.
That's not what I said.
Aggressive, suddenly denies expression of hatred.
I'm an American. I love America.
Isolationist rhetoric.
Come on, what?
Publicly abhors diversity.
Right-winger.
What's wrong with my pledging allegiance to the flag of my country?
Oh, and that other thing, you mentioned someone that you were standing under? Something like that?
Well, under God.
God, I see. And exactly which God would that be referring to?
Which God? God. The God of our forefathers.
You know, religious bigotry is kind of frowned upon around here.
Come on, guys. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. That's the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, yeah. The Constitution.
Teabagger.
All that old stuff. Give me a break.
Look, officer, what exactly is the problem here?
Are you challenging my authority, sir?
He's got his hand on the taser.
Answer the man, John Wayne.
No, I'm just unclear what's going on here.
Actively tries to deflect focus from public impropriety.
Impropriety?
Feigns ignorance. You're pushing it, pal.
Have I done something wrong, officer?
What's in the cup?
Coffee.
Where did you procure that?
I bought it at a coffee shop down the block.
He's high on something.
Unknown substance. Attempt to conceal?
I wasn't concealing anything.
Denies concealing unknown substance.
What?
Look, buddy, you've dug yourself in pretty deep here. Now, I'm specially trained to spot people who may be contemplating acts of terrorism. I'd think long and hard if I were you about saying another word. I thought so. If we didn't have more pressing matters,
come on, man, let's do this.
Okay.
It's in the trunk. I'll get it. So it'll only take a minute.
They take down the American flag and run up a metal UN flag, like a metal shingle or weather vane.
Officer, why did you take down that flag and replace it with...
That flag's better. It's metal, so it won't burn.
What do you want to do with this thing?
Throw it in the trunk. We'll need something to wash the car with.
See you around, whack job.
He looks at the surveillance camera and down at the bottom, and there's a V for Victory sign tacked on it. Now he understands he's occupied. What's so incredible about this little five-minute piece is that almost everything in it is actually happening. The UN says that if you're for one religion, that's bigoted towards others. More and more police are wearing ski masks just in public and obscuring their faces. Even if you're an atheist, a lot of atheists have gotten mad by this video. By saying you're under God, that means the state isn't above you and that your rights come from God, not the state. Hope folks understand that. And just expanding on it multiple times, Aaron and Rob Jacobson were in Kansas City, a half mile away from the Federal Reserve, at a city park on a sidewalk, shooting video at a distance of the Federal Reserve building. They'd already been there and shot some video. And a car pulls up, and people get out armed, federal security guards with guns, and say, give us your IDs. And they go ahead and do that, even though they had no authority. And then they say, now leave. And they said, well, no, we're at a city park. And they said, okay. And they started pulling their guns out. And so my guys left, and we put the video on YouTube, and the Kansas City Star reported on it and did point out they had no authority and it was wrong. Then the Federal Reserve tried to deny they'd even done it, that we had the video. And so it's worse than that. I mean, security guards just show up and say, leave. You got two nicely dressed, you know, short-haired. I mean, can you imagine what minorities must go through or people that don't look like, you know, kind of conservative? They're just like, what? We're just here videotaping. They're like, I told you, leave, and the hands go to the weapons. I mean, it's just total tyranny. And so that is what they're setting up right there. As hardcore as the video seems, it's actually worse in many respects. And what that flag symbolizes is being destroyed.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We should be very positive.
Listen to the radio.
And thank God that so many people are waking up and we can actually have a real debate now about the global government instead of it hiding in the shadows. And it has always been a great pleasure to be able to be a radio host, to be able to talk to people. I got involved 18 years ago, started getting involved politically, going to city council, going to county commissioners, 17 years ago going and spending 6 months to get my Access TV license and learn how to use the equipment and did the TV show for about a year on my own. Got a radio show. And now look what we've done over those 16 years, what we've been able to do with the truth and how much we've all learned together. I mean, that should be confidence building in those of you out there that have just woken up recently, or many of you who've been awake before I was ever awake or before I was ever born. Every little thing you do to expose the globalist and to point out the hypocrisy and the corruption is one step closer to defeating the New World Order. They're going to try to stage riots and destabilization in this country with the globalist policies that they put in place. They've been gearing up for it. And they believe through that crisis, they're going to sell the public on accepting an even more draconian control grip. And that's because the globalists have set up a system where there is no room for a middle class. There is no room for individuals to be able to control their own destinies. And that is not something I want for myself. That is not something that I want for my family. And I know that's something you don't want. So whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, whether you're a police officer, whether you're a school teacher, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, an auto mechanic, a rancher, a farmer, a scientist, it doesn't matter. All of us are human beings. And we have that shared common bond. And the globalists try to divide us on every front at every level. And those divisions become real. So then a lot of times you have to respond to attacks you're getting by a group. And then that only adds to the overall confusion. But once we begin to identify the central banking cartel, really the Ponzi scheme cartel, once we identify the New World Order and get past the puppets of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and Barack Obama and Joe Biden and all these people, there's nothing they can do. Once we understand their game plan and once the public understands order out of chaos, if we get the word out, the game is over. And so we're in a race with the New World Order. They're moving faster and faster because they can see the growth curve of awakening. And so they're trying to clamp down on that and openly trying to condition you to internet kill switches are a good thing and censoring freedom of speech is a good thing and going after our Second Amendment's a good thing. But then when you look at all those issues, they're popular with the people. So the more they come after our free speech, the more people wake up and get involved. The more they come after our sovereignty, the more people wake up and get involved. The more the banks loot us and try to raise our taxes, the more people wake up and get involved. And so this idea of liberty versus tyranny is transcendent. It transcends borders. It transcends time, cultures, race, religion. And if the people know the truth and can recognize what's wholesome and good and productive versus what's bad, can you judge the fruit of a tree? There's a lot of trees that have fruit or nuts on them that you can't eat. How do you judge that tree? Judge it by its fruits. Or if you have a fruit tree that grows good fruit, but it doesn't produce a lot of fruit, you know it's a bad tree. What produces good fruit? What produces results? What produces awakening? That's what needs to be supported. That's what needs to be promoted. And we have done so much together, so much, and we can do so much more. And yes, for a long time we've been fighting an uphill battle because people believe they can't win. Ron Paul is winning many of the straw polls and scientific polls as the number one presidential candidate. In many others, he's number two. I don't even see anywhere he's number three, but the media keeps saying he can't win, he can't win, he can't win. That's what Donald Trump said at CPAC yesterday. They're creating a self-fulfilling prophecy or trying to get you to jump to conclusions. But even if Ron Paul runs and doesn't win, we win because he'll have that platform and educate even more people about the globalist and about the private Federal Reserve and the inflation tax. You know, he goes from not having one sponsor 15 years ago to passing auditing the Fed in the House. Next time, it'll probably pass the Senate. The point is that we gain ground each time. And by resisting, we learn that we can have victories. We learn that we can affect change. And so they're back saying over and over again, Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win. Well, Ron Paul wins by announcing he's going to run, hopefully soon. You win when you run for city council. It may take you 100 times going down there and talking about fluoride, but it'll get removed because you've got the truth on your side. It's taken 37 years to start flipping public opinion against abortion. We're moving against that. We're winning on the Second Amendment now. We can win, win, win together. And I just want to thank you all for the great work you do, the stations, the sponsors, the crew. We couldn't do any of this without your support.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Second half of the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, February 11th, 2011. My name's Paul Joseph Watson. I'll be your host for the next hour and a half, sitting in for Alex. And I'm, of course, the editor and writer for PrisonPlanet.com. In the final hour, we'll be joined by economist Bob Chapman for his regular Friday visit to talk about the economy and, of course, today's news, which is the IMF's call for a new global currency to replace the dollar. But first, I'm delighted to welcome the former deputy campaign manager for Congressman Ron Paul and, of course, the president and CEO of Liberty Guard at libertyguard.org, Joe C. Husen. And Joe's currently attending the annual CPAC conference down there, where all the prospective presidential candidates are giving their speeches. Welcome to the show today, Joe. Great to have you on the air.
Paul, thank you. It's great to be with you.
Now, of course, as I just said, you're at CPAC representing Congressman Ron Paul. And yesterday we had this spectacle of Donald Trump, another one of the prospective presidential candidates. He says he's considering whether to run. dismissing the chances of the 11-term congressman, Ron Paul, of beating Obama in 2012, saying he had, quote, zero chance of doing so. And in fact, we're just going to go to a brief clip of Donald Trump now saying that. Go to the clip.
I wish there was a candidate that I saw that would be fantastic, because I love what I'm doing. In fact, I have a great club that's 15 minutes away. By the way, Ron Paul could not get elected. I'm sorry to tell you. Sorry. Ron Paul, I think he's a good guy, but honestly, he has just zero chance of getting elected. You have to win an election.
So that's Donald Trump there. And Joe, you've since been quoted in the National Journal as labeling Trump's comments as, quote, preposterous. Explain to us why he's wrong and how, in fact, Ron Paul can be Obama next year.
I, you're right. I'm at CPAC and representing, of course, really Liberty Guard and Congressman Barr's organization, and I was the deputy national campaign manager for Ron Paul and the ever delightful Donald Trump. Of course, he loves to tell us he's ready to run the government. He's clearly adept at running, in effect, his mouth. I respectfully say that he needs to distinguish between a cheer and a jeer. This morning he was on Morning Joe saying that when he made that comment, he was being cheered wildly. And I think if you look at it and listen to it, he was being jeered as much as he was being he was being cheered. He made the comment that Congressman Paul kind of didn't have any electability. And of course, the interesting thing was is that Congressman Paul has been actually elected to office 11 times. And Mr. Trump, I believe, has not been elected to any office. And so I think I did say it was a preposterous statement for him to say that, kind of dismissing Dr. Paul out of hand, who has a very large national organization really in place, should he choose to use it. He has national name recognition. And more importantly, he really has a serious, sound economic policy, foreign policy, monetary policy, a program to defend civil liberties that's well articulated and very popular, not only among Republicans and libertarians, independents, but many Democrats as well. He has a very broad reach. And so while Mr. Trump is now a kind of a television star and a real estate mogul and a wonderful American who has a lot of vitality for the free market, and I have a lot of respect for him, I did make the comment that, this is politics, and he is in many ways really a neophyte at that, just in terms of he has not run for office, to my knowledge, and hasn't won. So I think Dr. Paul, were he to run, I think would mount a serious challenge to Barack Obama, given that his policies are really the antithesis of Mr. Obama's policies of more government, more intervention, Dr. Paul being more freedom, less intervention both nationally and internationally.
And of course, we had this Rasmussen poll this week, which shows that Ron Paul has a better chance of beating Obama than indeed Sarah Palin, who of course is not there at CPAC, but she's going to be one of the big establishment Republican candidates who they're going to heavily push in the coming months. And this poll showed that Ron Paul was 2 points ahead of her in terms of the ability to defeat Obama. Now, what's interesting is we had this recent 15-point bounce that Obama enjoyed after the Tucson shootings. Before that, and of course that bounce is certain to subside, before that we had a poll, another Rasmussen poll in April of last year that said that if Ron Paul and Obama went head-to-head, that it would basically be a dead heat. I mean, Obama only edged that poll by 1%, and that's before, of course, this the mobilization of the grassroots Ron Paul movement that you just mentioned. So, I mean, both of those polls completely contradict Trump's claim that he's got, quote, zero chance, surely, don't they, Joe?
Well, it really does, and it's a couple of serious polls showing really this statistical dead heat. And again, I think that's because Dr. Paul has a legitimate foreign policy, domestic policy, and that is it is appealing not only to Republicans but also many Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, and it's well articulated and it's thoughtful, and it actually I think Americans this next cycle are really going to be looking for solutions. And Sarah Palin is certainly a charismatic figure, clearly a polarizing figure. Mr. Obama has been a polarizing figure. I think Dr. Paul, with his emphasis on the Constitution, that being that document that really welcomes everyone and addresses their concerns, a broad spectrum of people can look at and live within the Constitution and to be able to pursue their life, liberty, and happiness. I think there's a broad-based appeal, and his candidacy, if he were to run, would be serious and a serious challenge. So, again, Mr. Trump is a charismatic and a delightful American, and charming and very successful in many ways. And but I think to dismiss a serious candidate out of hand, I thought was somewhat whimsical on his part.
And you mentioned the fact that we've got this whole raft of polarizing candidates, certainly many of which are there at CPAC at the moment. Isn't it the case that, you know, if Republicans just elect a George Bush 2.0, someone like Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich, you know, another neocon, that will completely eliminate the chances of securing these swing votes? We know that there are millions of dissatisfied independents and Democrats who have completely lost faith in, you know, Obama's hope and change, and that those votes are on the table. And in fact, won't Ron Paul be in the perfect position to capture that demographic, whereas the more establishment candidates won't?
Well, and this is something that America is really kind of waking up to with the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, this kind of swing from polar opposite to polar opposite. You know, you have one party winning, and, of course, they want to benefit their special interest group. The other party wins, they want to benefit their special interest group supporters. But really, you know, the two parties really have one thing in common. They really want to interfere and intervene in your life, certainly domestically and internationally. You know, they want to be involved in your money. They want to be involved in your freedom, your civil liberties. And now we even have the moxie to say that we want to be involved in making decisions for our other sovereign nations around the world. And someone like a Dr. Paul, someone with that more libertarian, more free market, more constitutional, traditional American-based worldview is really more of what you'd call a non-interventionist, a person that says we look at our citizens, we treat them with respect as adults, they make their choices, they take the responsibility for their choices, and good heavens, overseas, these are sovereign people and sovereign nations. Really, it's kind of none of our business to get involved with them dictating what they should do. And I think, and hopefully, that's what we'll do, is we'll, if you will, kind of transcend this seesawing back and forth between interventionists on the right versus interventionists on the left and going back and forth and saying, if we're really going to solve problems such as our debt, such as these foreign wars and our civil liberties, then we're really going to have to look to people that are principled in traditional American values of free markets, a true free market, and true constitutional, you know, reestablishing our constitutional republic and making sure that's vibrant and vital. And so that's why a Dr. Paul type candidate would be so helpful to this country, whereas many of these other candidates, Democrat or Republican, would be kind of a continuation of this whipsawing kind of a polarity. And you know, to this point of civil liberties, and this is really where our group, Liberty Guard, really comes in, and the work we've been doing with the TSA, and I've had the pleasure of talking to Alex and his audience about this vital issue of the TSA and how they have, as part and parcel of this culture of intervention, feel that they can, of course, not only take electronic images of us trying to get into airports that end up essentially denuding us and taking nude photographs of us But then this much more draconian measure of these full body searches, and that's something that Liberty Guard has been very active in combating, and that's something we were wanting to visit with you today on.
Yeah, because, of course, Liberty Guard was one of the groups at the forefront of the backlash against the TSA, which really kicked into high gear at the back end of last year. Now, you had this Freedom of Information Act request, and, of course, that was dealing with a demand for the TSA to turn over all information on this blatantly obvious stand-down that occurred over the Thanksgiving period when reports were pouring in from across the country of naked body scanners being turned off and these invasive pat-downs being temporarily mothballed in what we wrote at the time basically was a political stunt to derail the momentum of this national opt-out day protest, which was occurring at exactly the same time. Now, Joe, first the TSA tried to ignore you. They tried to buy some time with this Freedom of Information Act request. Now I understand you've got to the stage where you're preparing the lawsuit. Can you give us an update on that situation and where it's heading at the moment?
Well, thank you. And, yes, that's exactly right. When I last spoke with Alex, we were talking, and we had, of course, filed the Freedom of Information Act, and we were fully expecting that we would not get a response. And I think I was even on the air the day that the TSA needed to respond. And much to our amazement, quite literally at the last moment, moments before it was due, we were notified that they were responding. And essentially, that was really a tactical maneuver on their part to prohibit us from actually being able to file the federal lawsuit that we were prepared to file. It forced us to go into an administrative remedy in which we and the TSA begin a process of discussions to try to understand and get to the bottom of this. But the problem is, of course, that could take a month or two or six. They could certainly drag it out. One could understand why they would want to drag it out, because in their response to us, they said, and really our response, Paul, we wanted to know specifics, and we wanted to say, did you discuss Alex Jones? Did you discuss Prison Planet? Did you discuss Bob Barr and Liberty Guard? Did you discuss Matt Drudge? And if you did, we want to know about it. And did you have discussions that might indicate that you were going to stand down on the day or two, the Thanksgiving day or two before? These are the most heavily traveled days. And the days in where the TSA, what they have told us, is that those would be the days you'd want to have lots of extra scans. You'd want to really have those machines at top form, because they have told us that our well-being, our safety in the skies is contingent upon those machines and contingent upon those searches. We had called for the opt-out alliance that day of opting out, people saying, I don't want the scan, I want the pat-down, and really to kind of share with really all Americans the intrusive nature of this and to bring it to their attention through the media. And when they called it off and they shut down the machines and they did not do the pat-downs on the very day that they should be doing the most of them to protect Americans, we couldn't help but think, did they do that for a political reason? Did they realize that the media spotlight and the awareness of the American people were going to really be on them and what they were doing? And I think, you know, this is one of these procedures, Paul, where, you know, civil liberties has an abstract nature to it. We think about it, freedom of speech, it's so ubiquitous in this country that we take it for granted. But when we see, you know, a grandmother or a nun or a child being essentially groped and fondled and all but strip searched, essentially, and we see the demeaning component of it, it's shocking to us, and it's kind of a visual symbol of the degeneration of the vitality of the protection of our civil liberties, particularly when a real question arises based upon some studies is how effective this really is in protecting American safety in the sky. So there's a real serious question of whether they did that. We filed the FOIA to force their hand. They get back to us and say, you know, we've got nine pages that really address the very issues you're raising. And oh, by the way, and this is fascinating, how bureaucracies work, when you said, do we have information talking about Alex Jones and Prison Planet and Bob Barr and Liberty Guard and Matt Drudge on these 4, 5, 8 days, we didn't think you were being specific enough, so we wouldn't even do that search. Now, I guess I would say when you use a proper noun and someone's name and you give them a 4, 5, or 8, or 10 day range, gee whiz, any of us could figure out how to do that. So I think they've said we got 9 pages on the one topic. We, of course, have to know that on these other topics they have information. They're not disclosing it. And we got back to them in a very vigorous way and are demanding to get to the bottom of it. And so we filed kind of a second rebuttal of that FOIA to really drill down and make sure that we're getting to the bottom of it. So that's really the update, Paul, on the first FOIA.
And that's just amazing, the fact that they tacitly admit that they were talking about Alex Jones and Prison Planet with these 9 pages relating to your Freedom of Information Act request. We'll be back after the break with Joe C. Hewson of LibertyGuard.org to talk about this and more. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, Friday, February 11, 2011. We're talking to Joe C. Hewson, President and CEO of Liberty Guard at libertyguard.org. And Joe just dropped the proverbial bombshell before the break. It turns out that the TSA does have 9 pages of information which were created at the height of the TSA backlash at the end of last year, which talk about Matt Drudge, Liberty Guard, Bob Barr, Alex Jones, and Prison Planet. Just as we said all along, the stalling in responding to this FOIA request looks like it was exactly that. It was designed to prevent the release of this information. Joe, do you think the TSA will basically be forced to release those 9 pages, and what's the timescale on that?
Well, that's precisely the work that we're doing at Liberty Guard, and I want to modify what I'm hearing you say as best I understand it. They have 9 pages that specifically regard this possibility of their kind of shutting down or standing down on these issues, and then of course we want to get to the bottom of the political possibility that they did this really from a political point of view as to a public safety point of view. The point regarding Alex Jones, Prison Planet, Matt Drudge, et cetera, is that they won't even do the search because they said there's not enough specific information, which is absurd on the face of it. And we're pursuing that, of course, to force them to disgorge what information they have about Alex Jones and Matt Drudge vis-a-vis this issue in those dates. And so I think we do really get a clear indication from them. They have information. They're not disclosing it. We're in a process of forcing them to disclose that. If we get through this administrative phase and it's not satisfactory, then Liberty Guard is prepared to take it to a federal court. That would be our remedy after this process. We not only, Paul, have filed the FOIA on the issue that we've been discussing, but 2 others, one of them intriguing, the other frightening. This one, what was called the Screening Partnership Program, which is a program where the TSA said to private airports, you know, you can use our TSA, and I believe those are union screeners, or you can use your own contract screeners, private corporations and companies that would put forward the screeners. And they did a study to see if the effectiveness of the 2 different groups, and they hired a consulting firm called the Catapult Consulting Firm. They never disclosed the result of that, and we're confident that the result of that study is that the private screeners did a superior job to the TSA screeners, but we're forcing them to disclose that particular contract, and of course the taxpayers paid about $500,000 to get that study done. That's an interesting one that we're going to track. But the one I also wanted to mention to you, Paul, is the one that the Department of Homeland Security, none other than Janet Napolitano herself, Big Sis, is putting in place with, if you can imagine, their new partner, Walmart, their program called See Something, Say Something. Now imagine this. You're checking out at Walmart, and in line you have a screen in front of you, and up comes Janet Napolitano, who gives you a lecture and a talk on national security and safety and terrorism, and tells you, you know, if you see something, you got to say something. And then you go along and buy your Coca-Cola and your beach ball. But you've just, in effect, had an indoctrination from the TSA and the Department of Homeland Security. We're really challenging that. That's actually, in effect, at 600 Walmart stores. And we want to get
Joe,
to the
stay there. We'll be back after the break. If you can hold over, we'll talk about it soon. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show live, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.